In Chile, massive protests have broken out over plans to build a set of dams in Patagonia, one of the world's iconic wilderness areas. Conservationists say the dams will change the region forever, yet Chile is hungry for energy to fuel copper mining, and the government is pushing ahead with the plan. In response, Chileans are taking to the streets. Annie Murphy reports from Chile.
It's a crisp afternoon, and tens of thousands of protesters fill Santiago's main avenue. Bundled up in jackets and scarves, they shout, "Chile's not for sale," and "Patagonia free of dams." Protesters range from toddlers waving signs atop parents' shoulders, to teenagers and adults, to seniors. 83-year-old Grimilda Sanchez is standing off to the side, taking it all in. She's wearing a prim wool skirt and a silk scarf. She looks serious, almost disapproving. When I ask what she thinks of the march, she's all for it. The country's resources are being sold off, right now, she says. This march is about more than politics. People have understood that they need to take to the streets to defend their rights. This protest makes me deeply happy, she says, and I'm going to go join in. Sanchez steps off the curb, and her shock of white hair disappears into the crowd. Opponents of the dams say the project will destroy a pristine landscape and alter the entire ecosystem of Patagonia. Luis Mariano Rendon is an environmentalist and one of the organizers.
Pressure on natural resources is only going to increase, and it's going to require democratic processes that ensure that those natural resources are exploited in a way that's reasonable and sensible and benefits local people.
But Chile's economy grew by about 6% last year and is largely driven by energy-intensive copper mining. The government insists the dams are necessary if Chile is going to keep developing. The Ministry of Environment, however, did not respond to repeated interview requests. Rolf Luders is an economics professor at the Catholic University of Chile. The bottom line, he says,
we have to have more energy if we want to grow.
But student leader Giorgio Jackson, who's been participating in the protests, says that mentality is exactly the issue.
The country always wants to grow faster, but for what purpose? To destroy the environment? Development or environment? That's a false question. It's not one or the other. We can advance while saving energy.
Protesters like Jackson propose investing in small-scale alternative energy projects and say they're willing to change their own energy consumption if it means keeping Patagonia free of huge dams. Luciano Cid works in management at a cell phone company and considers himself politically conservative. He stopped to listen to a group of students discussing climate change in the street. I share some of these young people's opinions, he says. We're immersed in consumerism, not just in Chile, but all over the world, and it's blocking out other values. Hidroaicén is just one of many things that are happening to the environment. Just look at the air pollution in Santiago, he says. He has a point. Air pollution from industry and cars is now so bad that citywide environmental alerts are common. Here, the snow-capped Andes were once something to be proud of, but now they're jagged shadows in the smog. For many Chileans, the only thing that's clear is that something needs to change. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy in Santiago, Chile.